Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, I have a special guest on the phone with us right now. Her name is Gabby Nemitz, and Gabby made a name for herself down at the State Fair a few weeks ago, showing, well, her cow and her calf, and she came away with some great big awards, and she's on the phone to tell us all about it. Congratulations, Gabby.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, of course, we have done interviews in the past when you went to Canby High School, right?
Yeah, you've interviewed me a couple times through 4-H and FFA.
Yeah. So tell our listeners what you're doing now then, after graduation from Canby High School.
I am currently attending North Dakota State University up in Fargo, majoring in animal science.
Okay, and that's right down your line, right?
Yes.
How's college going for you then?
It's really good. I love it up here. NDSU's been a terrific school so far.
Yeah, they have a good program up there with animals, science, and stuff.
Yeah, they have a really good agricultural program up here, whether it's animal science, pre-vet, a little bit of everything.
Okay. Now, before we talk about the state fair and the national convention you went to, Gabby, let's talk a little bit about your experience in 4-H and FFA over the years. How did it get started for you?
Well, I started out in 4-H when I was 9 or 10 years old by one of my mom's friends, and she asked me if I wanted to show a couple heifers for her at the county fair, and I thought I would give it a try and kind of fell in love with it and ran with it. And then a few years later, I got asked to show for another family, and so I started leasing their animals from them through the 4-H lease program. Okay. And I've been showing with the Hoffman family in Canby since I was 11 or 12, and ever since I've been showing for them, I've kind of slowly built up my own herd, and I've been purchasing a few heifers and retaining some calves back, and so I have my own little herd now. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're a city girl to start with, right? You grew up in town?
Yep, I live in town, and So
that's how you should. Yeah, that's how you started showing cattle. A friend just approached you, or what?
Yeah, my mom's friend has raised cattle her whole life and sheep, and she tried to get me to get involved and start showing when I was younger. And so I went out and I spent the summer at her place and learned a lot about showing the cattle. Not everything, because there's always something to learn, but I learned a lot there and kind of just ran with it and got me where I am now.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a big misconception about 4-H, isn't it, Gabby, that it's just not for farm kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's, I know lots of kids who are like, well, I want to show an animal, but I don't really know where to get one. But, I mean, there's so many people within our community and within the Yellow Medicine County that are willing to teach you and lease animals out to you. And, I mean, it's not only helping you, but it's helping the farmers, too. Or the producers of these animals, and it's something that these farmers love to do, and I know everybody who's kind of mentored me has helped me grow so much as a person, and it's really nice to be able to have these people in our community to, like, support us and kind of lead us in a new path, so.
Right. Well, I can just tell that you're very passionate about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of fell in love with it. It's something that I spend all my time doing.
That's right.
Whether it's when I'm home on the weekends or even up at school getting involved with clubs with I'm done with 4-H now, so.
Oh, you are.
I need to find something else to do. Yeah, I've aged out now, so I need
aged
to find
out.
Something to keep. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk. I'm sure you went to the state fair every year when you're in high school, and
I've been at the state fair since I was 12 or going into 7th grade, so.
Do you remember the very first time you showed down at the state fair?
I do. I was a nervous wreck. I remember, like, my showmanship, and they asked me a question, and I just froze up. I was so nervous.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of experience there, and so you were showing this past state fair. Tell us a little bit about that, and I understand you won some really big awards.
Yeah. So I was unable to attend our county fair this year. I was at a junior national Simmental show down in Louisville, Kentucky. But
what?
So I wasn't able to, what?
A national show in Kentucky you went, huh?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
For, That was for my breed association. I'm really involved in the Junior Simmental Association on the state level and national level, and I had the opportunity to go down to Louisville and show a heifer for a friend of ours, and that was really fun, had a really good experience. But in that ordeal, I was unable to make it to our county fair this year, so in order for me to get a trip to the state fair, I had to do a livestock demonstration.
Okay.
So I did a demonstration on meat cuts, different meat cuts and where they are on the animal. By doing that, I was able to bring a project to the state fair to exhibit it in the beef show and doing a demonstration down there. But I ended up bringing my purebred Simmental cow-calf pair, and she ended up getting champion Simmental cow-calf pair. And then on top of that, we have to do, at the state fair, all the livestock kids have to do like an interview or a quiz type thing in order to show. So I had to do my interview, and I ended up, first we take a quiz. So I took my quiz, and I ended up getting, I think it's top 20% to move on to a verbal interview and a kind of a skill-a-thon type thing. And I ended up being one of the finalists. I don't know how many there were for the senior division. I think there was like 5-ish maybe, so top 5 in the senior division for breeding cattle.
Wow.
So that was really cool to be a finalist in that. I've always kind of made it onto the interviews, but I've never made it to the top one.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Wow, it is. Is there an age group? Is there an age limit to this?
Yeah, so there's like your intermediate division, which is like 7th through 9th graders.
Okay.
And then 10th through 13th, like your 13th year, are like your senior division.
Okay.
So,
yeah. What's those awards again? Tell me again.
So I had champion cow-calf pair
okay.
for the Simmental breed, and then I was an interview finalist, and then I also had reserve champion senior showman for the cow-calf and prospect calf division.
Awesome. Just to add a lot of ribbons and trophies to your already full trophy case, right?
Yeah, it was a special year. I've never done this good at the state fair, so it was quite the way to go out.
Wow, so this is your last year showing then?
Yep, for 4-H. I can still show a couple years for FFA, and then I'll continue to do open class and other junior shows. So.
Well, congratulations, Gabby. That's outstanding. And
thank you.
Very proud of you on that. I know it takes a lot of people to help you along the way, like you said earlier, right?
Yeah.
Good. Do you go on after the state fair? Is there a national thing or?
No,
okay.
State fair. For 4-H, it's kind of just state fair is
okay.
usually our end show.
Gotcha, so. Gotcha. Over the years, what's 4-H meant to you then, Gabby? What's it meant to you being a part of that?
I mean, starting out in 4-H, I don't even think my parents expected me to really get as deep into it as I did, but I mean, it's really helped me kind of just grow as a person, and it's led me to so many new bigger opportunities. I mean, without 4-H and being involved in FFA, I wouldn't have gotten involved as on a level with like my breed association, and I wouldn't have had the opportunity to run for so many officer positions and develop skills that a lot of kids my age don't necessarily get the opportunity to get anymore. So,
right.
I mean, I credit a lot of my
yep.
things I've learned to 4-H and FFA and all the other associations I'm a part of, and it's really been something I'm just super grateful to have had the opportunity to be a part of, and
good.
I'd really recommend it to anybody who's
right.
Whether you're interested in livestock or you're interested in
just
mechanics or anything in between, you don't even have to be interested in an agricultural related field. There's a lot of things that are STEM related in 4-H, and they're really trying to push that now. So it's
okay.
4-H is for everybody, and I hope everybody who tries it can find a place where they feel like they belong in it. And it's yeah.
Okay. I could tell you can talk about 4-H forever, right?
I could.
And FFA. So, yeah. Well, congratulations again, Gabby. Proud of you for that. And so what's the future for Gabby Nemitz then up? What's your plans?
Well, hopefully finish my animal science degree up at NDSU, and not really sure what I want to do job-wise yet. There's lots of opportunities, and hopefully just stay involved with showing and growing my herd of cattle. So.
All right. Good. Well, there's a lot of opportunities in agriculture, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay. All right, Gabby, thanks for the interview again. I appreciate it. We'll do more of them down in the future then.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Gabby Nemitz. Can I say from Canby yet? Or yep. NDSU in Fargo?
Either one.
Either one, okay. That's Gabby Nemitz from Canby.